U.S. military officials in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, say the 300 suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda members being held at the naval base there soon will be housed in a more comfortable prison by the seashore. It also will be more secure. A transfer from Camp X-Ray to Camp Delta is said to be imminent. Cells at Camp X-Ray consist of metal cages on concrete slabs. The camp has been criticized by human rights organizations as inhumane. The new facility at Guantanamo has more amenities, but also may lead to more isolation for prisoners. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Security and secrecy are very tight at the U.S. naval base in Cuba. The U.S. military wants to ensure that no prisoners escape or have a chance to hurt anyone. U.S. forces also are on guard against any attempt to rescue the Taliban and al-Qaeda by land, sea, or air. When small groups of news media are allowed onto the base, the rules get even stricter.
Please don't go any further than this line right here, and no further than this line here.
Public affairs officers like this one accompany reporters everywhere and constantly instruct on what can and can't be recorded and photographed. We are kept more than 100 yards from Camp Delta, the new prison facility, and can see little except the outer perimeter fence. It is covered with a dark green tarp screen. The officers explain that this is so the detainees, as they prefer to call the prisoners, won't be able to see exactly where they are. The location is less than 200 yards from a rocky cliff that drops sharply down to the ocean. Major James Bell, a public affairs spokesman, says the new cells are about the same size as the current ones, but that they will have one big advantage: flushing toilets. Speaking in front of a gusty wind, Bell says it's as much of a security matter as a prisoner convenience.
Usually when you move personnel in and out of the units, that's one of the most challenging times from a security standpoint. We'll have less of that taking place. You know, at Camp X-Ray, we had circumstances where we had to escort the detainees whenever they needed to use the portable toilets. Well, now they have their own toilets inside each of their units.
At Camp Delta, we are told, each new cell has a bed instead of the mats currently being used. There's a window in each new unit, and the side walls are made of a thick metal mesh instead of the chain-link fencing at Camp X-Ray. Prisoners will still be able to see and talk to their immediate neighbors, but will not have clear sight and easy communication with the entire prison population as before. This greater isolation could exacerbate depression and psychosis that some prisoners have exhibited. 13 are currently receiving mental health drugs, according to a psychiatric nurse on base. The military says the new setup should cut down on noise. In the past, prisoners have filled the night air with rolling chants of protest slogans and religious sayings. Camp Commander Lieutenant Colonel Bill Klein says he's quite pleased his guards will soon have less direct contact with the detainees.
We've had threats against ourselves. If they get out, they're going to kill us. They just make threats against us to do bodily harm. They throw things at us through, there's a little hole cut in the door there. Their unit to get in, and they'll throw things out of there at us.
And how do the guards, mostly Army reservists, respond to this abuse?
They just walk away. That's how they're trained. They're trained to do that. They walk away.
Some of the guards say, however, that life for the prisoners has settled into a routine, that they have gradually become less confrontational. Jason Stahl of Rock Island, Illinois, has been at Guantanamo since the first prisoners started arriving back in January.
What changed our attitude was us showing them that they are not here for us to hurt. You know, we are here to provide for them, and they understand that and they realize it. So they're a little more friendly with us. They try to be.
Stahl says some prisoners even say please and thank you now. Guards say that many detainees do remain quite anxious, and they get agitated not knowing what's going to happen to them. Though they haven't been tried yet by any court, the Bush administration claims the camp is made up of terrorist killers, unlawful combatants, and conspirators. So far, no dates have been set for military tribunals, and no individuals have been charged with crimes. Interrogations have yet to be completed. Officials here deny reports that those doing the questioning lack experience or competence. The main problem, it appears, is that the prisoners aren't saying much. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Fink.
It's a very slow process, but again, I can't say anything that would compromise in any way the interrogations. If I tell you what they know, what they said, there's not too much we can tell you, because just about everything is classified.
Some prisoners engaged in hunger strikes early on, but currently only two are refusing to eat, demanding to know their fate and getting no answers. They were hospitalized and force-fed with tubes, but recently returned to the prison camp. The doctor in charge of their care, Navy Captain Pat Alford, says these hunger strikes are pointless, medically speaking.
We continue to monitor them several times a day. They continue to refuse to eat. They are taking water voluntarily, so they've not required rehydration by IV therapy. And within days, if they do not eat, we will begin the refeeding process all over again.
Sorry to keep everybody waiting.
While reporters aren't allowed to talk with prisoners, the military conducts what are called windshield tours of the current facility, Camp X-Ray. We are driven within a few yards of the fence line in a van with windows that are kept shut, so we can't hear anything the prisoners might say. Major James Bell does all the talking.
And what you see here is a detainee in the exercise yard. This is an opportunity for the detainees about twice a week, for about 15 minutes each time. They can come out and use this yard.
Other prisoners are seen bowed in prayer, pacing in their cells, or just sitting and waiting. All look very thin. Two guards escort one prisoner down a walkway. He is hobbling on one foot. None of the guards inside the fence line carry weapons, except for a special reaction unit, and they only have clubs. The soldiers with guns are outside the fences.
The Internal Reaction Force does not carry firearms, nor do the military police. No firearms are used or issued out inside the fence line of Camp X-Ray. We would not ever want a detainee to get a hold of a firearm. I think that's about it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
As the media tour ends, our military handlers point out that four observers from the International Red Cross are on site nearly every day and sometimes make recommendations about living conditions and treatment of prisoners. Those talks are kept confidential by mutual agreement. This past week, the prisoners, who come from 33 different countries, received their first mail shipment, and officials say correspondence, although censored, will probably increase as time goes on. No doubt the letters will make them think of home, which for some is more than 8,000 miles away. The military men and women stationed here also talk a lot about getting out of Gitmo, the nickname for Guantanamo Bay. It's a sentiment one military man here captured in a parody, often played on the base radio station.
I'm sitting here at Gitmo Bay, enduring just another day. On a tour with all night stand, my radio and gun in hand, and every day is neatly planned for the Al-Qaeda and Taliban.
I'm David Malpas, NPR News.
I wish I was